Today we're continuing our limud of Mishnayos Maseches Peah. So we are in the second parak of Maseches Peah, and today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. And the entire second parak of Maseches Peah is about what kind of a barrier in the middle of a field would divide a field into two parts, and therefore require separate peah be left from each of the fields. Meaning, if you have two separate fields, you need to leave a corner of each field. Whereas if it's one large field, you would only leave one corner of that large field. So how do I know when a field is considered two separate fields? So says the Mishnah, if you have a waterway in the middle of a field, and the waterway is so large that you're not able to harvest all at one time on both sides of the waterway, then Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mafsekes. Rabbi Yehuda says that's enough to be Mafsek. What does it mean you're not able to harvest at one time? So interestingly, the Bar Tanura points out, it means that if you were to stand in middle of that water, if you were to just to position your body in the middle of that water, you wouldn't be able to reach both sides. Meaning, it's from the middle, you can't reach either side. That's when it's large enough to be mafsik. However, the Malach HaShalom over here points out that's not what the Rambam learns. The Rambam learns that it means that if you're standing on one side, you won't be able to reach the other side. Which means that the Rambam says even a much narrower waterway would be mafsik between the fields. If you can't reach, not if you're standing in the middle, even from one side to reach to the other side, you won't be able to do. So that's how the Melech Shlomo, he says, he doesn't understand why the Bar Tanura didn't go with the Rambam. It sounds that way. Ein yichol kotzer kachas means where I am right now to be able to reach to the other side as well. But anyway, that's the machlokas between the Bar Tanura and the Melech Shlomo. Says the Mishnah Vayter, v'kol ha'arim asher b'mador ye'odrun. And anytime you have a hill in the field, if it's b'mador ye'odrun, if it could be tilled with a hoe, if it could be excavated or dug through so that it could become useful land, even though cattle may not be able to pass through or pass over that hill with their equipment on it, still you give one payah from it all, it's still considered to be one large field, even though there is this hill in the middle of the field. And the assumption is, the Bar Tanura points out, that the hill is not mafsik, because everyone knows, everyone looks at it, will know that ultimately it's going to be dug, and it's going to be evened out, and it's going to be used. Rabbi Kivego just points out that there are two girsaos in this Mishnah. Some have a girsa where the word af al pi, the phrase af al pi, is that af al pi shebemadur yeyaderun, that even though they can be dug out and they can be tilled with a hoe, still it's no sin peah lakol. And that, he says, is incorrect, because it's not even though they can be evened out, it's because they can be, the hill can be evened out, it's because the hill can be dug through that you're no sin peah lakol. The af al pi belongs where we have it, that afal pi she'ena bakar yochalav or bekelav, that even though the bakar can't pass through, which means that really it seems that it's a, if the bakar can't pass through, it seems that it's a significant hill, it's a significant barrier, that's the afal pi, that even though the bakar can't pass through, nevertheless, you know sim pe'el akol. Okay, Mishnah Gimel, so says the Mishnah, hakol mafsik lizra'im, that when it comes to dividing a field that's planted with seeds, anything will be mafsik, meaning it doesn't need to be a tall barrier in between the two sides of the field. Like we said, it could be an amas hamayim, it could be anything else that's in between the two fields would be a reasonable hefsik when it comes to zra'im. But ve'eno mafsik li'ilon ela goder, when it comes to a field of trees, to an orchard of trees, the only way you're going to be able to be mafsik the orchard into two, to divide it into two, is if you have a goder, is if you have a genuine fence in between the two of them. What does it mean, a genuine fence? I did not get a chance to look around in the Mefarshim, but you know, sometimes you have geder when it comes to, let's say, kilei akerem, when it comes to klayim. So geder is asar tfachim; it only needs to be 10 tfachim tall is a geder. Sometimes you have a geder like when you have by Hezek Re'ia, by the beginning of Maseches Baba Basra, where a geder has to be 4 amos tall because it has to be able to block the sight lines from one to the other. Over here, it's not a Hezek Re'ia thing, so it would seem that a geder of 10 tfachim tall would be enough. That's typically the kind of thing that you need for a mechitza, right? Whenever you have dinei mechitza, so the like by Erevin and by Sukkah, whenever there are dinim of mechitza, we normally assume a mechitza is 10 tfachim tall. So without looking around, I'm going to assume that we mean a geder that's 10 tfachim tall. But even even so, ten tefachim may not do it, because v'im hayaseir kotesh eino mafsik. If the branches intertwine on top of the fence from one tree to the next, from one side of the fence to the next, then it's not going to be mafsik, because clearly the trees are growing into each other and they're considered to be growing in the same field. Elinosin peya lakol. In that case, you can give one peya. It's a kula that you can give one peya from both fields together. You don't need to leave off two separate peyos, because the intertwining of the branches on top of the geder means that the geder is not really being mafsik and that it's one large field. So we will stop there, and just to again quickly review Mishnah Beis, we learned that for a waterway to be mafsik between the fields, it has to be something that you're able to harvest the other side when you're on one side or in the middle. And we said a mountain that could be or a hill that could be tilled is not mafsik. And then we said when it comes to zra'im, you don't need any given height for something to be mafsik, but if it comes to trees, you need a geder to be mafsik, and even a geder won't work if the branches reach over and intertwine with each other over the geder. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet.